Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. And so I was recently getting cleaned up in the dark room. I found that my creative energy is a lot higher when I'm well organized and I know where everything is. I think it's because my creativity is really allowed to flourish when I'm not having to spend a lot of brain power trying to remember where I actually put stuff. So in that process of getting organized, I came across a number of my contact sheets for my film shooting. And I was looking back at those contact sheets and found some interesting images that I had never printed before that I think were really worth getting back out, either scanning or printing in the darkroom, because they're actually interesting images. And I hadn't really ever paid attention to them before. And I think that's when I got to really realize there's a lot of value in having those contact sheets to look at images and to make some evaluations. For those of you who don't know what a contact sheet is, back in the film days, we would develop the film and it would come out as a negative. And the contact sheet was basically to take a roll of film and make a really kind of simple print of those little negatives. So basically you took the film, you laid it down on a piece of paper, photographic paper in the darkroom, put a piece of glass over it, and made a real simple exposure. And it turned all those negatives into positives. And it lets you then make judgments and evaluations on those little frames. Now, they're the exact size of the negative. So in the case of a full frame image, on a ratio of 2:3. And if you were shooting a larger format camera, like a medium format camera, you had a 6x7. So my 6x7 camera had 6 centimeters by 7 centimeters size negative. So you got a really nice little look at those images. And from that, you made the decisions of which images to print by looking at the contact sheet, because you couldn't always tell by just looking at the negative what the actual tonal range and exposure looked like. What was great about that is you actually had to look at the whole roll of film. So you could see how all of the images developed and all of the images were created around what you were shooting. So if you were shooting a particular location and you shot 6, 7, 8 images, you saw those kind of lined out right there. And you had to evaluate each one for content, composition, critical focus, all those kind of things a lot of people do on the back of the camera now. We actually had to wait for and do on the actual contact sheet. That process has made me realize that there's a lot of value in using those contact sheets for getting started in your editing process. Because I think there's two parts that the digital space has kind of replaced with different technology, but in some ways I think it's hindered our approach. One is in creating proof prints and the other is in this contact sheet notion. So I wanted to talk a little bit about both of those real quick to maybe give you some way of thinking about looking at your work a little differently. I think the value of the contact sheet comes in a number of different ways. I think it allows you to see multiple images at once. I think it allows you to get a sense of what your overall shoot looked like. It removes judgment of a single image in isolation because you're looking at it in context of the other images you shot before and after that particular image. I think it also is interesting because it shows you how you shot a scene that was developing over time. So whether it's street work or working with a model, fashion, commercial, you can see how your eye and your relationship to the subject changed as you were shooting image after image. I also think we learn a little bit different about how to handle our editing because we're seeing how one image relates to another. And so we may not be initially drawn to the strongest image when we're looking at a print, but when we look at the contact sheet and we're having to look at them in sequence, we sometimes can pick out a different image or we notice something a little different in that physical form. And then I also think we can really see the effect of some of the settings we change on the camera, how the camera operates, whether it's a change in depth of field or a change in shutter speed, we see really simply. So you get all of that when looking at the contact sheet. Now, can I get that by looking at my images in Lightroom or in Bridge, Photomechanica or something like that? Absolutely. So they're actually, you know, the grid view kind of gives me a similar look to that contact sheet. Except one of the things that having a contact sheet does is it removes me from the editing program. And so I'm no longer thinking about, well, I can fix that or I can edit that. It's actually a mindset shift. And I think one of the things that's really important in photography is we do compartmentalize a little bit of how we work to make ourselves better photographers. So as we're shooting, we don't want to be thinking about what camera lens I should have brought. We should have already thought about that and that should be with us. When we're thinking about, you know, hanging a gallery show, we don't want to be thinking about, well, which images should I have shot for the gallery show? We want to have that already done. So in that process, I think one of the things that's really important is to get yourself out of the sense of being able to edit the images. So in Lightroom, if I'm looking at the grid view, I can hit the D key and bam, I'm in the development module and now I'm fixing things. I'm not actually spending time to really evaluate that body of work that I shot for the day or for the week. And so by creating contact sheets, what I can do is leave the editing program and leave that experience of what I'm going to fix and change instantaneously behind. And then I can really focus on what's in front of me. Now, the great part is, whether you're in Bridge or Photoshop, Lightroom, Capture One, whatever program you use, there's ways to actually create a contact sheet. I like to create mine as either a PDF or a JPEG. So in Lightroom, for example, I can pop over into the print module, choose to print a JPEG. There's actually a preset over there for contact sheets. I like to actually make my page background black because it kind of reflects the old look and feel of the contact sheets from the darkroom days, or a dark gray, so I kind of get a nice neutral background and print it that way. And I like to print those and then look at those JPEG contact sheets through Preview program or through Acrobat Reader or some other program that I can't edit in, because then I'm focusing solely on the content of those images. I'm not worried about any of that other stuff, because I do think it's easy to find ourselves distracted because of the power of the tools we use now to get organized and edit. We have a tendency to maybe jump over one of those steps. So I think by getting that process out of the development area and really getting to where you can focus on that is critical to having a really good success with that. I think the other thing that it does when you've got it kind of isolated out is you can then say, well, I want to print this image or I want to edit this image. I actually do circles. Like when I have physical prints, I actually take a grease pen and actually mark up the contact sheet. If I'm working digitally, I actually annotate it with a highlighter and I highlight which images I want to work on. And I find that that makes it easier to come back in and edit during the process, because I'm no longer distracted by, oh, should I fix that image or what can I do with that image? I've really isolated it down to the 3, 4, 5 that I want to process and correct. And when you think about your actual workflow, one of the biggest challenges is coming up with enough time to edit these images. So I have people come back and I hear them, students and people, complain about how much work it is to edit these hundreds and hundreds of images. Well, probably shouldn't be editing hundreds of images. You should be editing only the images that really kind of elevate themselves up to that level of work. In the film days, that's what the contact sheet did, is it showed us, I only want to print these 3 or 4 off this roll, and that would really help me, you know, isolate what to work on. I wasn't having to print 36 images. I was having to print 1 or 2, or maybe none sometimes. So I think there's great value in that. The other thing that that does is it also helps, you know, in terms of an editing sequencing process, because I can chop up that contact sheet and kind of rearrange things on a table if I want to play with little thumbnails. And it kind of starts to get me into the more of the editing sequencing process, which I think is another valuable element, because those small proof prints make it easier to kind of see how photos would arrange next to one another, how they sit side by side, changes the story of an image. Does it make an image stronger or weaker to have a certain image paired next to it? By having those proof prints, I can just quickly cut them up and I have little thumbnails I get to play with, which I think is a great opportunity to really find a better way of editing. As you start thinking about these contact sheets and look at them, there's actually a couple of great books I think are worth taking a look at. One is Magnum Contact Sheets, and I'll have a link to these in the show notes on the website. Magnum Contact Sheets has some of the best photographers in history's contact sheets, and it shows the image that was selected from the contact sheet, either by the photo editor or by the photographer themselves. And you can also see the contact sheet they came off of. So you can see, was this a single shot? Was there 6 to 7 shots around this? And what's great about it is sometimes you may pick the same image, and sometimes you, as the photographer or editor, might have picked a different image. So it's a really great way to look at some of the most iconic work in history. And look at that. There's another book called Contact Sheets, which is very similar. It has contact sheets by some of the biggest photographers, and you can see which of their images were selected out. And then recently, a book called Hollywood Frame by Frame was released. And in that one, it's a kind of an interesting look, particularly if you're a cinema fan like I am. Back in the days, the studios used to hire professional photographers to actually be on set and photograph the behind-the-scenes creation of the movies, and then they were used for promotional pieces and archives for the studios. And Hollywood Frame by Frame actually covers those decades of that actually happening. But you see the contact sheet and the images that were taken out. And what's great about that is you get to see some of the most iconic photographs in our pop culture actually in there from the contact sheets they were selected from. So I would encourage you to go on ahead, and no matter what editing program you're in, whether it's Bridge, Photoshop, Lightroom, if you're still shooting film and not making contact sheets, to go ahead and make contact sheets and really look at your images and figure out, you know, which are the strongest images from those concepts we've talked about in some prior podcasts around scene and framing and action and intention, and really what are the strongest, and then work and process those first. So instead of trying to do everything at once or trying to figure out looking at the computer screen when you're looking at hundreds of images, you know, a contact sheet's going to narrow you down to somewhere between 20 and 25 images probably. So it'll help narrow that scope down to really pick the strongest of the images. So I would encourage you to go on ahead and create a contact sheet and see if that really actually does help you get focus and clarity on your photography as you're working. Because, you know, organization, just like whether it's physical organization, mental organization is so important to the creative process. So hopefully this is something you can do to help you make you more creative. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done so. And you can always find us on theperceptivephotographer.com. And for those links to those books will be in the show notes there. So hope you have a great week behind the camera, and I'll see you next time.